Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
It's the Mad Dog Podcast, Part 2. Welcome back. We're doing Taxi Talk. Sorry about the delay. Right now, we're part of a free membership. It would cost $40 a month. I'm going to add Brian. Thanks for joining us, Brian. We're live on right now, Mad Dog Dynasty League Taxi Talk, Part 2. Just explaining how the reason why we had to stop, we only get a half an hour for free, and then we have to actually do a second show for a half an hour. The paid subscription is $40 a month. It's a fantastic service. I just personally am not able to do $40 a month to have a great time with these shows. The free service does pretty good as far as I'm concerned. But to recap what we're doing, bring everybody back on board. My name is Rick Goreski, and we are discussing the proposal for the Mad Dog Dynasty League to create a taxi squad. Joining me in this show, we have Brian Koch, owner of the Marauding Minotaurs, and Andy Wellman was with us as well. Andy from Ipswich United. So hopefully we can get Andy back on the line. I'm actually checking right now to see if we can get him back. Brian, what do you think so far of the show while I futz around here to get Andy back on the line?
Are you just talking about tonight's episode, or are you talking about just the show in general?
You know what? Why don't you just tell me about the show in general while I'm killing time?
Yeah. You know, to go ahead and obviously talk about the show, I think this is a great idea. Great way to go ahead and get other owners to talk their minds a little bit. And that way, you know, you can maybe get the inside of the beast. You know, such as your opponents, you know, you know, see how they're thinking, see what their, you know, strategies are. You know, so I think it's a great idea and great concept that we have put together here. And hopefully we can keep it going.
I am excited about doing these shows. They're a ton of fun. Again, the stumbling block is being a free service, trying to get ownership to, communicate. So I'm having a heck of a time here trying to get Andy back on the show. So hopefully Andy will give us a call. And specifically, why don't we go ahead and bring up another topic of the that we have on the agenda. We left off talking about, you know, how that would work if a player were, any player was brought up and then put on IR and then drop back down. I think clearly based on the contract rules, when you have a, by signing them to a contract, there's a clear contract there. And when the contract ends, the league's contract rules kick in, meaning you'd get your free chance to sign them. And if he didn't want to sign them, he'd go back in the free agent pool. So I think it's pretty clear based on, you know, thinking it out, based on current league rules, you would not be able to just grab the guy and put him back on your team. So why don't we put that one to bed? Moving on, another item to talk about here. If you'd bear with me, I'm going to take one more shot. It's really good to have at least three guys on when we're talking about this. So I'm going to give Andy one more shot here. Brian, why did you pick the team name Marauding Minotaurs?
You know, I've always liked big beasts, and to go ahead and if you look at the Old Helm Ogres from King for a Day, the O and O, so that's where the M and M are coming from.
Service thing, it's on right now though. If you call, that's right. Thanks, Brian, for buying me a few minutes. Andy is going to be rejoining us.
Excellent.
I picked pretty. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead and obviously break that down to the next level here, real quickly for you here, Rick. As far as Marauding Minotaurs, you know, I mean, there was another board game that I play called Small World, and there was marauding minotaurs in that game. And you know, I just felt like it was kind of, you know, they just keep coming. They're not giving up to obviously take the main prize, if whether that's the Super Bowl championship here or in the game that I play Small World. You know, that they just keep on moving across the table and you know, knocking your socks off. So,
well,
you know, I
Brian,
just felt that was kind of my mentality.
Thank you very much for helping me burn that time. Andy's back with us. Andy Wellman of Ipswich United. Thanks for joining the show. Andy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great, great. Andy, Brian, we have 24 minutes to go ahead and pound out episode two, part two of Taxi Talk. So let's hit it. Continuing our discussion on the current proposal to create a taxi squad for Mad Dog Dynasty League, let's dive back in with basically two of the biggest topics that we're going to touch on tonight, and I purposely held them off so they could kind of be the centerpiece of this second half hour. How do we populate this taxi squad that we're proposing, and how should we handle compensation? One of the biggest things that we need to talk about is how to populate that taxi squad. And the proposal as it stands includes the following language. The initial and annual population of the practice squad would occur via extending the league rookie draft past its current five-round limit. Each team, each owner, would have optional selections based on worst-to-first order of finish from the prior year. So the idea being that if we have five, if we decide to have a five-man taxi squad, what we would do starting this year if the league voted for it is we would extend the rookie draft out. So we'd run our normal five-round rookie draft, and then we would start up again in round six. Those would be the taxi picks, the taxi squad picks. And each owner, if they didn't want to do it, they wouldn't have to. You don't have to have rookies. You could wait and fill it some other way. But hypothetically, this would be a means, a neutral means, to allow owners to pick up young developmental type talent to put on their squad. So that's one idea that's out there. And I want to follow this up by saying that kind of the genius behind this is that these taxi picks could then also serve as compensation for stealing another team's pick, a player, meaning they could, these particular taxi picks, if I take your player, the compensation that you could get would be my taxi pick for the next year. And I think it's important to note that while taxi squad players could be traded, you and I could agree to trade guys that are on our taxi squads as an even swap and they stay on the taxi squad, these taxi picks would not be up for normal trading. These would be solely for compensation and for use by the owner to populate their own taxi squad. So if I could splice this out, let me ask you first, if you like the idea of extending the rookie draft to populate the taxi squads. Andy, would you take a first crack at that one? Do you like the idea of using an extension of the rookie draft to populate these?
I guess. I just occurred to me that the one problem I would have is particularly as it pertains to the idea of these picks being a compensation type of pick. What if I don't want any more rookies? And what if there's no rookies out there that I want to add to my squad? I would like to get, you know, some free agent that's available to put on there. I'd like to put him on. I mean, how does...
Well, or that's from retired hopeful.
Well, optional meaning you just would not take your rookie pick then. You'd be holding it for the for later in the year. Because basically I wonder if we would have to have this be a component after the final free agent auction, or would we go into the regular season and then starting with week two, you could pick up guys to load your taxi squad up?
Yeah,
It's interesting how... I think it's really cool to... for anybody that's listening to kind of feel with us about the fact that when you these choices are a big, big deal, and that's why we're doing a whole show on them, because look at how complex just the decision to extend beyond a rookie and beyond a rookie second year to open it up to everything, the ramifications of those decisions ripple through all the rest of the rules. So if we open it up to everybody, that's a valid question, is how do we access letting guys put free agents on their taxi squad?
Right.
Is going to be part of the final free agent auction that we have, the online chat auction, where after everybody fills their rosters, then guys can, I don't know, would we have a handful of bucks that guys could bid for taxi squad players? Would we go into the regular season and after the normal free agent draft, guys could pick up players and assign them to their taxi squad? Those are really interesting questions that would have to be answered. Brian, where are you weighing in on the idea of extending the rookie draft to populate the taxi squads? And
to go ahead and break that down to you, for you, I'm, you know, as selfish as it is, you know, I'm in favor of it. I got the number 4 pick overall, so, I mean, that would be right in my alley. I mean, that would be right there to my advantage. But I think that that's unfair to the rest of the league, that the people who went ahead and you know, have higher draft picks are going to go ahead and advantage that. I understand that you're probably looking at a bunch of players that are going to be really hit or miss at that point in the draft. But needless to say, I still think that there's an advantage there.
Well, there is, but the league itself has a built-in subcomponent that does give the lesser teams a means to improve themselves, and it's intentional because it's in the best interest of the league to have teams have the ability to dig out of the cellar. So it doesn't bother me as an owner that the worst teams would get the first pick. The worst teams pick first in every round. So from a taxi squad standpoint, the fact that everybody would get a pick equally and be able to populate their taxi squad, I think that would work out fair. I think the question becomes, what other mechanism can anybody else think of? Because I'm more than open to listening to what people have in mind. It's just a matter of what other ideas are out there. Do either of you have anything that came to mind or that you came into the podcast with?
Andy, why don't you go ahead and start off?
Yeah. You know, as far as populating outside the rookie draft, I think it would be another it would just be a component of free agency. I think you should be able to pick up free agents and, you know, assign them to your taxi squad right away.
Should you be able to pick up a free agent in the free agent draft? So you trumped me for that free agent. I wanted them. You got them. You picked before me, and now you put him on your taxi squad. I was willing to put him on my roster.
Mm-hmm.
Now do we have to go through a claim right then and there?
Yep. Yeah, I guess you would have to go that route.
Because I personally, just talking out loud, I'm actually against that piece. I just think that would make things overly complex and needlessly. You know, if I'm going to claim the guy and put him on my active route, I'd almost say like you have your free agent draft where you could put players on your active roster, and that goes the same way we've always done it. And then once the first-come, first-serve free agency starts, that's when you could start picking up guys and putting them directly on your taxi squad.
That makes much sense, I would think.
I would just hate to clutter up the free agent draft with you pick up a guy, I wanted him, you got him, now I'm going to put in a claim, and now we just went through all this administrative BS in less than a week for, you know, and now your guy's gone, hypothetically, and you would have picked up a different guy. Anyway, one of the components that go hand in hand with this discussion is whether the taxi picks, hypothetically, if we were to use them, could be used as compensation. I mean, to step back, I think we have to say, should we have compensation if somebody successfully claims another person's player? Because some guys might say the fact that the owner has the right of first refusal to begin with is good enough And if they don't want to pull that player up on their active roster, then that's a choice that they made. Why should they be compensated for that? So what I think the question becomes, should we have a form of compensation for taking someone's taxi player before we even get to the point of talking about what should that compensation be? Are we in agreement? Do we think that there should be compensation if somebody takes someone else's player? Care to start on that one, Brian?
Compensation, yeah. I mean, I think that that's where the whole strategy part comes in. I mean, you have to have some sort of compensation. I mean, I ain't saying it should be first round or second round draft picks, but I mean, there should be something there that has to be compensation. Maybe salary cap. You know, hey, you know, you want to take my player, you take $10 of my salary cap this year. I mean, that's just another idea.
Andy, where do you weigh in on the should there be compensation?
No, I think there shouldn't. I think that you made an excellent point in that the original owner does have the right of first refusal. And, you know, if you have a guy on your taxi squad and you don't feel comfortable enough to move him up to your starting roster, but someone else is going to, it's not like they're taking him and putting him on their taxi squad. I mean, that owner has to... He's not compensating the original owner himself, but he is making a sacrifice in having to open up a roster spot and take on that particular salary. If the other original owner decides he doesn't, you know, want that, then that's his loss. I mean, like you said, that's his decision, and that there shouldn't be any kind of compensation involved. You have the opportunity to move that player up to your own active roster before anybody else, and if you decide to not use that opportunity, then I think that's your decision and you don't get compensated for it.
See, it's funny because I think this is how I came into this conversation. I felt that there should be compensation of some form, but I've seen leagues and experienced where they do rookie draft choices as compensation, because what do you really at the end of the day have to use as compensation? And that's where I think it actually, you lose it. You lose me, and you lose some of the fun, because there are guys that if you put in a default, well, you're going to have to pay compensation either, you know, one draft pick higher than what the guy used, you know, to pick up that player, or we're going to assign, you know, X amount of value to certain players somehow, some way. You're going to sort that out. That sounds like a can of worms by itself. But the idea that you're using rookie draft picks, we only have 5 rounds. There aren't that many of those picks. That's very valuable. And I just think that it almost deters people from using the taxi squad as a means to go out and get a player to help their team, in which case then what have we done? You know, what's the point of it then? It was supposed to be this fun additional strategy. Well, there's no strategy involved if it's going to cost me my first-round pick to try to take a guy that hasn't really done anything in the NFL, but he might. I just think that kind of kills the strategy of it and takes away from it.
That's an excellent point.
So I think, for me, where I slant on that is I think an opposite way of looking at compensation is to treat it as a penalty. Is every time that you claim a player off of someone else's team, you lose one of your own taxi spots. That's an interesting concept that I read about in one of the leagues online, where basically I'm going to go in and steal your taxi spot. Okay, fine. I did it. Now I'm going to lose one of my own.
So how does that work if your taxi squad is full?
You'd end up having to let go of a guy to make it work. You know, there's two ways to do it. Number one is just a promotion penalty, where anytime you promote a guy, you lose that spot. So I got 5 taxi guys. I take one of my taxi squad guys, and I promote them up onto my active roster. I'm not allowed to fill that spot until the off season. I lose it for the rest of the regular season. Mm-hmm. And another idea would be every time you claim a player from somebody else, you you know, I don't know if you would say you get X amount of claims per year, and when you use them, that would be it. Kind of would be the theme, the idea, but by tying it directly to your taxi squad so that if I claimed your player, I'd have to let go of one of my own players. You know, that cuts deep. But again, that could cut out the strategy of the whole thing too.
Right.
So do you guys feel strongly either way about, it sounds like Andy, you don't feel there should be compensation. Brian, you like the idea of compensation. I like the idea of compensation if the compensation is not a flat rookie draft pick. It, to me, it's got to be separated from the normal rookie draft. I could go with free agent draft picks, but free agent draft picks are only going to work during the season. So if I take your player in the off season, am I forfeiting my first round free agent draft pick in week two right off the bat? I mean, that is another component that is in the proposal, is the idea could be free agent draft picks.
Right. I guess when I envisioned a taxi squad from the beginning, it never really occurred to me that there would be any kind of compensation. I think when you mentioned earlier about the idea that the original owner has a decision to make, you know, that was how I felt about the whole process. It never really occurred to me that, you know, if I make a claim on another player and that owner, you know, decides that I'm not going to promote him, then he becomes my player. I'm already having to either clear a roster spot on my roster, or whether it's by releasing someone or moving them to IR or whatever it is I need to do to get that player onto my roster, but I'm already, you know, making that kind of sacrifice on my end, so.
Well, I think,
I mean, like you said, a couple of the ideas that were thrown out, I think, like you mentioned, obviously might be a deterrent to people from using that particular tool in their toolbox, so to speak. So, I mean, all in all, I would probably lean towards no kind of compensation. But
all right. Let me ask one more question, and then I'd like to go into kind of a summary mode for the final, you know, 5 to 7 minutes of this podcast. The last overall question that I had written down to ask has to do with whether or not there should be an early release clause when it comes to taxi players. So hypothetically, let's say that I have Garoppolo, the New England quarterback, on my taxi squad. Now that Tom Brady's going to hypothetically, you know, his hearings today, from what I understand, started today, so maybe he gets that suspension cut down or eliminated. But let's assume for the sake of our discussion that Garoppolo is going to start the first two games for New England. Now Garoppolo's a player that people want to have, and I sure hope I'm saying his name right. Help me out, guys, am I?
The Garoppolo. Sounds about right.
It might be an island. I don't know. So the Garoppolo Island, that'd be awesome. That guy could buy an island and call it the Garoppolo Island. He could just call his house that. Well, anyway, getting back on track, should there be a situation where if you take my player and I let it go, I couldn't afford to open the roster spot or whatever, and now 2 weeks later, during the regular season is really what I'm digging at, not in the off season. During the regular season, you're going to cut the guy now. You held him for 2 weeks, you milked it, and now you don't care, you're going to let him go. Should there be a clause written in there where you have to offer the player back to the guy you stole him from?
It's an interesting thought, but I would say no. I mean, that player would...
The guy didn't jump on it in the first place, so no.
Right, and you know, that player then would consequently go through the free agent, you know, waiver system in the league, and he might get picked up and put on another roster or maybe even on another person's taxi squad. But like you said, you know, if the original owner did not be fit to move him onto his active roster, I don't know why he would get first dibs back. I mean, that doesn't...
Okay. You guys are cutthroat. No, I tease. I'm just throwing a lot of this stuff out here. I hope for everybody that everybody understands. Some of this stuff is just flat discussion pieces for everybody to kind of expand their mind and just think about with respect to the taxi squad and all the different little nuances that could come with it. So I think we've done a good job of absorbing the different topics and angles and the choices that need to be made. And I think it'd be great at this point with just under 5 minutes left, if we could just summarize what the rough idea, given our conversation today, what would this look like if we put this out to a league-wide vote? Because I, and again, jump in with me and I'll shut my yap because I really would love to hear from you guys. It seems like we would hypothetically have a 3 to 5 man taxi squad that would encompass all players, regardless if they were rookie, first year, second year, 10 year, doesn't matter, and that those players would, we're not sure how they that would be populated. That really didn't come up. We still would need a mechanism to populate the practice squad, but the idea would be that this would run all season, all both off-season and regular season. Claims could be made on players. Per the discussion that I heard tonight, it seems like it would be a situation where the owner didn't get compensation. They just would say if they wanted to keep the player or not. If they didn't want to keep the player, it would go to the other team in question. And I say that we, Brian, I know that you didn't agree with the no compensation thing, but the reason I bring that up is because we don't know what that compensation would be, even if we want. I kind of would like compensation, but I don't know what that compensation would be. So hypothetically, if we were to go to a vote tomorrow on this as a league, we'd have to lean towards no compensation because we have no mode. We have no idea right now unless somebody out there that's listening shoots us an idea. And by the way, I think it's important to let everybody know that, that please do. You know, if you listen to this and you do have some ideas, you know, and you couldn't make it to tonight's meeting, drop us an email. Drop the league an email and throw your ideas out there and maybe we can roll with it. But continuing on with the summary, it sounds to me like this would be just a clear-cut situation where each team would get 3 to 5 extra roster spots to fill and I think we ruled out the idea that they could use free agent draft picks to pick those players up, but you could pick them up first come, first serve free agency. You know, maybe we could hold a special piece of the auction. Maybe we could have some bidding bucks to start everybody's taxi squad. Guys, does that sound like what you heard after our conversation? Does that fill in the holes that we talked about?
Yeah, I think that's a really
I mean, one of the things that you said right there at the end, Rick, was the bidding bucks, you know. I mean, it doesn't really necessarily go against any type of our cap, but, you know, you got bidding bucks to help fill in the rest of your team there. That's just going to be a hard part of the league is to when to do that, you know. You know, that's going to be a tough thing when to do it. Only because of the fact that I say that it is, it's going to be tough because these are supposed to be the lowest of the low guys, you know, and they're supposed to be maybe a 1% chance these players are going to develop and turn into something. And what's going to happen here is if we do it the night of the draft of our free agent auction draft, these players are going to be picked over the players over our second finishing out your team.
Brian, there's just about a minute left, so I'd like to turn it over to Andy. I think if you open it wide open, you're going to get better than the bottom dwellers. I think people are going to stock their rosters. Andy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think of a good example. I mean, like last year, someone like Michael Sam, you know, who kind of bounced around and you know, was in camps and out of camps and that would have been an example of, I mean, anybody really going to attach any kind of monetary value for a kind of an auction situation? You know, I don't know. I mean, personally, I would find it hard for myself to fill out my roster by an auction. I don't think I would know really what to spend on who, you know, at that level.
Well, that seems to be the big hole that we have left in front of us. 30 seconds left, guys. I do want to thank you very, very much for coming on the show and helping the league advance this taxi squad issue. Any last comments, 20 seconds?
It was great. I enjoyed it, and I look forward to listening to it.
Brian?
No,
your
Rhythmics
are
same
kicking
here.
Off because Mad Dog is a dream come true. So sweet dreams, everybody. Thanks a lot for joining the Mad Dog Podcast.